This is KDNK, Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Map Program. My name is Mike.
And my name is Molly. Tonight on the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, we have a very special evening. During tonight's show, we are teamed up with local arts organization Voices. For 3 weeks each fall, Voices teams up with Elizabeth Bush, fifth grade arts teacher at Carbondale Middle School, on a dynamic writing project.
Voices brings in five community members with inspiring life stories for students to interview. Once the students have heard their stories and collected lots of juicy sensory details, they create a metaphor poem inspired by the community member's life. Students each choose one stanza of their poem to contribute to a group poem honoring their storyteller.
During tonight's program, we will talk with Renee Prince, the Executive Director of Voices, and Miss Bush, fifth grade teacher from Carbondale Middle School. We will also discuss the project with Gabriela Alvarez Espinoza, one of the storytellers who participated in the project.
Throughout the show, we will also showcase the poems that the fifth grade students wrote and then recorded with the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program.
After a short music break, we will talk with Renee Prince, Executive Director from Voices, and Miss Bush about the project. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Molly.
And my name is Mike. If you just tuned in, tonight we are presenting a project that we participated in with our fifth grade class at Carbondale Middle School and local arts organizer, Voices. Here to talk about the project with us is Renee Prince and Miss Bush.
Hi, Renee and Miss Bush.
Hi.
Hi.
Renee, please begin telling us about Voices and your mission in the community.
Our mission is to amplify voices in our community through the arts. And we do this by partnering with local schools and community organizations to co-create projects. And these projects do two really important things. They allow people to engage with the creative process, so they allow people to make something meaningful out of nothing, out of just their ideas, which is really important and can really change our lives as people to engage in that process. And the second thing is to share stories, to share our personal stories with each other. And that builds so much confidence and compassion and connection in our community. And those are our goals.
Ms. Bush and Renee, can you tell us about the metaphor poem project at Carbondale Middle School?
Sure. I love the metaphor project because it gives you guys, students, a chance to express your creativity, but also learn some new poetic strategies. So one of our jobs as writers in fifth grade is to learn about figurative language. And so Renee and I talk about similes and metaphors, and then the students go out and they interview community members about their stories. And then from those stories, we pull out juicy sensory details and use those sensory details to write a poem, and we turn those details into similes or metaphors.
It's really fun for students to get that hands-on real-world experience, the chance to ask people in their community about their lives. When we do this as a practice, we learn that everyone has a remarkable story inside of them. And just to be able to have a project in school, it's just remarkable that Miss Bush and Carbondale Middle School puts the time aside for something like this. It makes us better writers, but also better human beings, too.
Who were the five community members that participated in the project this year?
Their names are Peter Gilbert, Vanessa Porras, Gabriela Alvarez Espinoza, Nomi Phillips, and Neil Martin.
Ms. Bush, tell us about what you enjoyed about this project.
Well, I enjoy a lot of things about this project, but one thing that I think is really cool is that community members from our community come in and fifth graders get a chance to ask them all sorts of questions to get them to tell their stories. And these people have amazing stories, but the fifth graders have amazing questions to ask. So it's one of my favorite parts is watching the fifth graders plan and imagine all of these awesome questions that they would ask these community members. And then once the community members come in, it's just really cool to see how the students engage with the storytellers and learn about their lives and ask them all of these amazing questions in order to make a connection and foster community between our schools and just a really diverse group of people who come in to talk to us.
This question is for both of you. What do students learn from doing this project?
You know, I would love to ask you all that question since you participated in it. What did you feel like you learned?
I learned how to take parts of a story or something that somebody tells me and turn them into similes and metaphors to put a picture of what I'm trying to tell them into somebody's mind.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a huge goal that we have. We talk a lot, too, about compassion and just to make sure that we are paying attention to how a person is feeling when we're asking them personal questions and to make sure they feel respected and they feel safe. And you all were really successful doing that. There's a performance element, too. You share your poems on stage at the end of the project. Micah, how did that feel to share your poem on stage in front of your classmates? And
it felt to share the poems, it felt good when you were sharing it and then really boring when you were just sitting and listening to everybody's, because I'm not really a sitting person. I like moving around and all that. So yeah, it was born to sit.
One thing I just want to add about what the kids learn is we talk a lot as teachers about trying to keep our focus on the big picture and why students are doing something. And I think this project gives students such an authentic experience to empathize with another person and to show compassion to them, because when we can hear someone else's story and connect to their story and then even go a step further like the kids do in this project and do something with that story to create our own creative project that responds to them, I think that's such a valuable thing that we get out of the project and that I see the kids get. And it's really cool for them to be able to read their poems in front of these community members. Just they really get to see that big picture of learning how to connect with your community and the world around you through story.
Thanks so much for being here tonight, Renee and Miss Bush. Is there anything both of you would like to add?
I just think it's so neat that what we're doing right now feels like an extension of that project, because we've talked so much about interviewing, and you, Molly, and Micah do that through this program with Katie and Kay and Andy Zanke. And I think that's a really yummy collaboration here that we're having tonight.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for having us again. It's cool to be the person who's getting interviewed now.
And now we will play a few poems about our first storyteller, Peter Gilbert. Take a listen. I'm listening.
Life changing. He sees people playing field hockey like people shopping on Black Friday. He sees his baby like a new puppy. He saw his mom working hard like an athlete on the field. Life-changing. His wife's tears were so big, they were like rivers. His stick looked so strong, it was a steel bar. All the little girls looked as beautiful as butterflies.
Life-changing. The baby on his skin was as warm as the sun on a windy day. He felt the sweat on his forehead, it was an ice cube. He feels the sea on his bike, it is a blanket.
Life-changing. Here's the bike tires touching pebbles like people walking on ice. Sticks clashing together is lightning on the field. Feeling pain while dancing is a nail getting stuck to your skin.
Our storyteller was Peter Gilbert.
I work very hard not to have to work. The jerseys at the Olympics are a rainbow of color before my eyes. The empty space in my mother's bed is like a bottomless black hole. The people playing field hockey were like bundles of happiness.
I work very hard not to have to work. The taste delicious in the juicy breakfast as juicy as steak. Taste chewy and stale meat as stale as raw meat. Taste sweet and sugary candy canes as sugary as a plain sugar bag.
I work very hard not to have to work. Sticks clanging together like the rattle of a rattlesnake's rattle. Shoes pounding on the ground like the beat of a drum. Pressure of the crowd like a stamp on paper.
I work very hard not to have to work. The different kinds of acts were like flowers on a hot sunny day. Pine trees are as rough as rusty metal. The crowd are millions of ants jumping on New Year's. Our storyteller was Peter Gilbert.
Peter persevered, inventing his life lanterns as bright as a butterfly and an infinite amount of machines like the number in pi.
Peter persevered. His two babies are small like a dime. His keys from his new business are shiny like a diamond. The warehouse is big as a mountain.
Peter persevered, hammer pounding on the metal, and it was louder than thunder. Peter giving orders like a captain. Machines dropping buckets are money.
Peter persevered, a baby wipes as clean as a hospital, a baby food as sweet as one candy. This new office building smells like a new car.
Peter persevered, a little boy with blonde hair as glad as a sun, asking where's my daddy. Baby wipes as clean as a hospital. When his babies were born, he cried of happiness like a rainbow.
Our storyteller is Peter Gilbert.
Amazing family, friends, and a fantastic life. I feel getting hit by a stick like a tree trunk hitting me. I feel getting stitches like a needle going in my skin. I feel the two sticks hitting each other like two rhinos.
Amazing family, friend, and a fantastic life. He hears his little baby cry like if a radio never ended. He hears people cheering for his team. He hears his mom telling other people what to do like a boss would do.
Amazing family, friends, and a fantastic life. Smell the soggy, wet pamper like a rainforest. Smell the fire while they're making Christmas lights and smoke all over the room and barely breathing. Smell the sweat on his body and really hot like a desert.
Amazing family, friends, and a fantastic life. He smells the sweat like there are skunks all around him. He smells the newborn baby as if he was in the hospital again. He smells the new leather like he smells when he gets new shoes.
Our storyteller is Peter Gilbert.
You are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. If you just tuned in, my name is Miker.
And my name is Molly, and we are listening to metaphor poems about five community members that we interviewed by fifth grade students at Carbondale Middle School. We just learned about storyteller Peter Gilbert. Renee, tell us about Peter Gilbert and how he got involved with the project.
I met Peter through the vibrant dance community in Carbondale. He runs Dance Initiative, which is a remarkable organization in this valley that brings dancers in from all over the world, and they do classes and they have programs in schools where they teach this brain compatible dance curriculum. It's a really, really remarkable program. And so that's how we connected. But I learned so much more about Peter through this project with you all. I didn't know about his extensive business background or about his family and his children. So it was really fun getting to know Peter's story more right alongside you.
How do you find community members to participate in this project?
It's different each year. This was actually our third year of this project, which is remarkable. And I feel like we get better and better every year. We aim to bring in a group of community members who are really diverse, who come from different backgrounds, different ages, different professions and experiences so that you all get a chance to hear different stories and engage with different types of people who you may not be engaging with day to day. And Molly, I have a question for you because you interviewed Peter. What was your experience like in that interview?
He was he explained a lot and he had a great story to tell. He was very detailed in his answers and it was very interesting to listen to him because he's done multiple things in his life.
What do you think makes a story interesting? Or what you said he had a good story to tell. What makes a good story?
Somebody enthusiastic about telling the story, not speaking in a monotone, having good juicy details that can paint a picture in your mind.
Thank you. That's great.